சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
தி ஸ்டடி ஆஃப் வேதாந்திக் ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் is one of the ultimate aim of every human being by which one can attain moksha. The study of Vedantic scriptures must be the aim of every human being, the ultimate aim of every human being. For that attainment of moksha, moksha is possible only when we study our Vedantic scriptures. They call it as prasthana trayam. Prasthana trayam. There are three texts called Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads and Brahma Sutra. These three put together known as Prasthana Trayam. Whoever study these three texts under a well-learned teacher and systematically if they study, they attain self-knowledge known as moksha. In that prasthana trayam, we are seeing the first text called Bhagavad Gita. This Bhagavad Gita also comes under prasthana trayam only. This Bhagavad Gita contains 18 chapters. Ashtadasha adhyayah, 18 chapters. One author called Madhusudana Saraswati classified all these 18 chapters into three sections. 18 chapters divided into three sections. Each section contains 6 chapters. Why this division he did? Because each section has got its own subject matter. 6 chapters put together one section. First 6 chapters first put together one section. Second 6 chapters put together one section, and other 6 chapters put together another section. That means 3 sections, each section contains 6 chapters. 6 into 3, 18 chapters. So that 6 chapters that which contains is known as Shatkam. That which contains 6 in number is called Shatkam. If it contains 5, it is called Panchakam. If it contains 8, it is called Ashtakam. So here, the 6 chapters put together, one section, therefore we can call it as Shatkam. In Sanskrit, we can call this first section as Prathama Shatkam. Prathama Shatkam. Second section can be called as Madhyama Shatkam. Madhyama Shatkam or Dvitiya Shatkam. Third section can be called as Tritiya Shatkam. Third section can be called as Tritiya Shatkam or Charama Shatkam. Charama Shatkam. Charama means end. So, Pradhama Shatkam, Madhyama Shatkam, Charama Shatkam. The division is based on Mahavakya. Tat Tvam Asi. In the first chapter, when we were doing the introduction, I have given this whole division. Again, we are entering into the second section, that is Madhyama Shatkam. Again, we have to recollect, because we are entering into the new Shatkam. First Shatkam is over with the sixth chapter. So, topic is going to be changed. Now, let us recollect what is the Pradhama Shatkam topic, what we have done long before we have started. Pradhama Adhyaya, Dvitiya Adhyaya, Tritiya Adhyaya, Chaturtha Adhyaya, Panchama Adhyaya, Shastha Adhyaya, six chapters. There are three topics highlighted. Let us recollect Simhavalokanam. Simhavalokanam, what we have done, just recollect. Six chapters highlighted the first topic. Three topics were highlighted. What were those three topics highlighted? First topic highlighted in the Pradhama Shatkam is Jeevaswarupam. Jeevaswarupam. Tvam Pada Vicharaha. Jiva Swarupam means inquiry into the nature of the individual. Jiva Vicharaha or Tvam Pada Vicharaha or the inquiry into the individual nature. Who am I? If you want to put in a short form, who am I? Naan yaar. Naan yaar angaradha highlighted in the Pradhama Shatkam. So we saw there, I am the mixture of Atma and Anatma. Atma is my real nature. That is consciousness, existent principle. That is eternal, infinite, which is free from birth and death. That Atma is my real nature. Anatma is the body-mind complex, which is incidental, medium. In modern language, if you want to put spirit and matter, spirit means Atma. Matter is inert, jadam, prakriti, anatma. This mixture together is called I am. In this mixture, one is real, one is unreal. So which one I have to claim is my choice. I want to be real or unreal. Even though I am a mixture, I can claim I am the real Atma, sentient principle, Chetana Tattvam. That is why sometimes we scold the people, Jadama Ukkandirukan, Jadama Nanartha, useless Nartha. So we don't want to be like a Jadam, useless, none of us. Therefore, without our knowledge, we are all interested in what? Chaitanya Atma Swarupam. That is Atman nature. I the Jiva, I am not the Jada Shariram. I am Atma enlivening the insentient body, making the Jada Shariram sentient. This I have to remember all the time. This is the fact. If I close my eyes like that ostrich, you know that ostrich bird, it keeps its head inside the earth, and closing the eyes, not seeing the world. Like that, every human being is like an ostrich. We are closing our eyes to our real nature. Closing eyes means what? Not this fleshy eyes. We are all opened very much. We are closing our jnana chakshu. We are closing our jnana chakshu to this real nature. So what if I close my eyes to this real nature? All adversities, problems, waiting. If you close your eyes, jnana chakshu to your real nature, there is fear, insecurity, unhappiness, tremendous insecurity, bhayam continues. Lot of problems will come in life. Life is miserable. If I close my jnana chakshu to this real nature, life is miserable, burdensome, boredom. Are you interested in making your life miserable, boredom, burdensome? None of us like for, vote for that. Then what we vote for? A beautiful, happy life we want, secure life we want, peaceful life we want. Shastra is asking, how can you get secure, happy, free life when you close your jnana chakshu? How is it possible? Shastra is asking. And we are managing to close our jnana chakshu. And suffering, suffering, suffering from janmas. Shastra is asking, enough what you have suffered, enough. Don't close your jnana chakshu, open. Look into Bhagavad Gita, do jiva vichara, individual inquiry, you come to know what you are. I do not know how many of you have attended second chapter of this Bhagavad Gita. If you have not attended, please listen to the previous classes, cassettes or CDs. You have to. Because the jiva vichara, inquiry into that individual nature comes there only in these previous chapters. You have to study that. No way out. That is only complete study if you study each chapter only. Therefore, it is not a casual time pass study here we are doing. We are doing here a systematic study of Bhagavad Gita to know my own nature. By knowing which, I can be free from worldly sorrow once for all. That is the aim of studying Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, how long I can suffer in this life? Internal suffering. Therefore, jiva vichara is highlighted. This is the first topic. Aham nityaha sarvagataha sthanuhu achalaha kutasthaha. I am that nature, but I mistook myself as chalaha and jara, marana, all the defects I am taking to myself. What a mistake I am doing. Missing the fact I take that unreal body, mind as myself. This is the mistake all the human beings are doing. There is no sorrow at all other than this. Once I miss the truth, there is a sorrow. Once I am focus to or aware of my truth nature, no sorrow. Who says? Lord Krishna says. All of us worship Krishna. All of us celebrate Krishna Jayanti. Class cut panni, all the celebrate pannuvom. என்ன சாயங்காலத்துக்கு முறுக்கு சீடாக பண்ணணும் சுவாமினி. தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ கெனாட் கம் டு த பகவத்கீதா கிளாஸ். லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங், ஐ வாண்ட் நாட் முறுக்கு சீடை, ஐ வாண்ட் யூ டு அட்டெண்ட் த பகவத்கீதா கிளாஸ், லிசன் டு மை டீச்சிங் பகவத்கீதா. பட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஓட் ஃபார் முறுக்கு சீடை. என்ன ஆஃப்டர் 12:30 யூ கேன் டூ முறுக்கு சீடை? நவ் டெல் மீ, கிருஷ்ணாஸ் டீச்சிங் இஸ் மோஸ்ட் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் ஆர் முறுக்கு சீடை? அவர் எப்போதாவது சாப்பிட போகிறது இல்லை. ஹவு மெனி கிளாஸஸ் ஐ ஹவ் கட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஒன் ரீசன் ஆர் அதர், ஹவு மெனி கிளாஸஸ் ஐ ஹவ் மிஸ்ட். Therefore, it is not easy to claim I am Brahman, Atma Swarupam, with inconsistency, without commitment, one cannot get this knowledge. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. Shraddha venum. Jeeva vicharaha, tvam pada vicharaha. Now, second topic highlighted is Karma Yoga. What type of mindset or attitude that student, the one who is studying the Jiva Vichara, inquiry into individual nature, that student has to do a sadhana called Karma Yoga. ஈஸ்வரார்ப்பண புத்தியா, ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு பர்ஃபார்ம் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் டியூட்டி ஆஸ் ஈஸ்வர ஆராதனம் நிஷ்காமதையா, நாட் சகாம கர்மா பட் நிஷ்காம கர்மா. ஆஸ் ஐ எம் டூயிங் எனி ஒர்க், எனி டைம், எட் எனி பிளேஸ், ஈஸ்வர பிரீத்தியர்த்தம் அஹம் கரிஷே. தட் மோட்டிவ் ஹேஸ் டு பி என்டர்டெயின் பை த ஸ்டூடெண்ட். ஐ ஆம் பர்ஃபார்மிங் திஸ் டு மேக் த லார்ட் ஹாப்பி. ஈஸ்வர பிரீத்தியர்த்தம், நாட் ஃபார் மை ஹாப்பினஸ். ஐ ஆம் டூயிங் ஃபார் ஈஸ்வரா. ஈஸ்வரார்ப்பண புத்தியா, யத் யத் கர்ம கரோமி தத் ததகிலம் சம்போ தவ ஆராதனம். கரச்சரணகிருதம் வா காயஜம் கர்மஜம் வா ஸ்ரவண நயனஜம் வா மானசம் வா பராதம் விஹிதம் அவிஹிதம் வா சர்வமேத க்ஷமஸ்வ ஜெய ஜெய கருணாப்தே ஸ்ரீ மகாதேவ சம்போ. ஒன்ஸ் வி டூ அவர் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ், the results are bound to come. The results may be pleasurable results or painful results. Phalam, maybe it gives sukham sometimes, it gives dukkham also, the result. Then Shastra says, Krishna Paramatma said, you accept that result of your action as prasada. பிரசாத புத்தியா ஃபலம் ஸ்வீகுரு, ஈஸ்வரார்ப்பண புத்தியா கர்ம குரு, பிரசாத புத்தியா ஃபலம் ஸ்வீகுரு. ஆஸ் ஆன் ஆஃபரிங் யூ பர்ஃபார்ம் யுவர் டியூட்டி டு த லார்ட், பர்ஃபார்ம் யுவர் டியூட்டி ஆஸ் ஆன் ஆஃபரிங் டு த லார்ட். கிருஷ்ணார்ப்பணமஸ்து, சிவார்ப்பணமஸ்து, ராமார்ப்பணமஸ்து. I do my best, leave the rest to the Lord. I have no expectations, no anxiety about results. Once the result comes, it has come from the Lord, I accept it without any hesitation. Both painful and favorable. no raga dvesha. This is called karma yoga. This attitude one has to maintain all the time. Very, very tough. Therefore, sanchita karma, agami karma, prarabdha karma, all these karmas can be burnt down. Sanchita can be burnt down, agami can be avoided, and prarabdha can be exhausted without any affliction. Therefore, as you think, so you become. Therefore, karma yoga is the most important sadhana to get chitta shuddhi. To get chitta shuddhi, purification of the mind. Therefore, wait for that opportunity to do any action with the attitude of karma yoga. So, attitudinal change is very important. What you are doing is not the question, how you are doing is very important. Quality is important, quantity of action is not important. With what motive you are doing is very important. Without any hidden agenda, then your mind will become very, very pure. Antahkarana Shuddhi is possible. Without Antahkarana Shuddhi, without a relaxed mind, without raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, a person can never attain knowledge. So, anger has to be balanced, aversion has to be balanced, attachment has to be balanced, greediness has to be balanced. All unhealthy, spiritually unhealthy thoughts to be corrected. They have to be taken care of. Never encourage the mind as it goes. Never succumb to kama, krodha. They are all your enemies, Lord Krishna said. Tauhi asya paripanthinau. Never become slave to your weaknesses. Never justify your weaknesses, Lord Krishna said. Be simple and humble. As a karma yogi, you've done your duties, you are elevated to that next step of the spiritual journey. Jnana vairagya siddhyartham. Chitta shuddhyartham. Jnana vairagya praptyartham. I am doing not for my name or fame or anything. I don't want. This is the second highlighted topic. Where in the first shatkam we have completed. I am revising. Okay, all familiar only, I hope so. All these points are all familiar. I am revising. Okay, now come to the third topic known as Purushartha, free will, human effort. Human effort is very much required. With self-confidence, Uddharet Atmana Atmanam. One has to uplift oneself. One should not look down upon oneself. One should not entertain the diffidence mentality. I am useless, I am nothing, I am not useful for anything. That diffidence mind is not at all healthy mind. Bhagavan says you have to put effort, you have to take care of your life. You are the master of your life. Even Bhagavan cannot take care of totally unless you put effort. Avarindri oranu asayadu. Some people see this karma yoga, when we talk karma, siddhanta, there's many people criticize Hinduism. Hinduism teaching karma, karma theory, the fatalism, Bhagavan only will take care of, because they talk about karma theory, and karma tala iluttu, Harinapi Harinapi Lalata Likita Rekha Parimartumna Shekyate. That sloka says, they use this sloka, those who are fatalists. Who are fatalists? Those who depend upon fate, karma. Ennude karma. Karma chulla moduka karma ni chulluva. En aluttava chulla. Ennude karma. Adi karma illa, karma. என்னுடைய தலை எழுத்து ஃபேட். ஸோ மை ஃபேட் அலோன் ஈஸ் பிளேயிங் த ரோல். என்னுடைய கையில் என்ன இருக்கு? வாட் இஸ் தேர் இன் மை ஹேண்ட்? மை கர்மா ஒன்லி பிளேயிங் த ரோல். அண்ட் தே அதர் பீப்புள் கிரிட்டிசைஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ஓன்லி இந்தியா ஈஸ் பிஹைண்ட், லேக்கிங் த ப்ரோக்ரெஸ். தே சே பிகாஸ் எல்லாம் தலை எழுத்து தலை எழுத்து தெரிஞ்சு இப்போ உட்கார்ந்த, வேர் இஸ் த ப்ராஸ்பரிட்டி, வேர் இஸ் ப்ரோக்ரெஸ்? ஸோ தே கிரிட்டிசைஸ் ஹிந்துயிசம், மிஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் திஸ் கர்மா தியரி. பிகாஸ் சம் பீப்புள் ஆர் தேர், என்னோட தலை எழுத்து தலை எழுத்துன்னு உட்கார்ந்துருக்கேன். ஹரிணாபி ஹரேணாபி, ஈவன் விஷ்ணு சிவா cannot change லலாட்ட லிகிதா, என்னோட தலை எழுத்து எழுதிருக்கு. அண்ட் தே கவுண்ட் த லேயர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹியர். பார், இங்கே ஒரு லேயர் இருக்கு பார், யூ சீ திஸ் லைன் தட் லைன். அண்ட் தே கோ டு திஸ் ஜோசியர் அண்ட் தட் ஜோசியர் அண்ட் ஆஸ்கிங் வாட் இஸ் ஹேப்பனிங் டு மீ, டெல் மை ஃபேட். கிளி ஜோசியம், நாடி ஜோசியம், go on asking, asking, and not putting any effort, and depending upon total previous karma, past karma. Even Bhagavan cannot change my karma phalam. So what is the use of going to Bhagavad Gita class? What is the use of putting effort? These are called fatalists. But our Shastra never encouraged that. Fatalism, to rule out the fatalism, we talk about Purushartha. You have free will. You can change. According to your free will, you can change the course of action. How to change the course of action? Watch your thoughts. Watch your thoughts. All of us watch our thoughts from morning to till night. What are all thoughts are coming? Let us watch. That thoughts only will become our words and actions. Just like we won't do any action, just like that we don't speak any words. Your thoughts only manifest in the form of words and actions. The words and actions go on, you are doing, 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 they become your habits. Later they become into your habits, regular habit. And regularly you speak like that, regularly you do those actions, and regularly once you do, it becomes your habit. So your thoughts converted into actions, and actions, words converted into your habits. And habits long run, so much time it go on and on, they become your character. Your habits all put together your character. What do you mean by character? Character is nothing but my habits. Then that character slowly determines your destiny, your goal. What is my destiny? Your destiny is your character. This is your destiny, this is your goal. Who decides? Your character decides. Who decides your character? Your own habits decide your character. Not your mother or father. Even not God also. Your own habits decide your character. Who decides your habits? Good habit, bad habit. Very good habit, very, very bad habit. Who decide? Not family members. My own words and actions decide my habits. Why I speak like this? Why I do these actions? Who decides that? My actions and words are decided by who? Not by anyone else except my thoughts. So my thoughts only decide my actions and words. Then those thoughts are in whose hands? What type of thoughts to be entertained, to be implemented? What thoughts not to be encouraged? What thoughts not to be taken into action? Who decides? Her husband? Our wife, our children, our parents. My thoughts only I have to take care of. What thoughts I have to enter? Weak thoughts, angry thoughts, jealousy thoughts, diffidence thoughts, negative thoughts. I know they are negative. I know they are weak. I know those thoughts are all unhealthy thoughts. Still I am encouraging. Still I am nourishing those thoughts. After knowing also, that means I am responsible to my thoughts. That's why correct your thoughts. This is called character building. Character building, where it starts? Each thought is like a brick. As you are constructing the house, you make the brick wet and make it a proper size to keep in align with the wall. You cannot just keep like that brick as it is. You cannot keep like that. You have to make it align with the wall. That brick only you keep. So each thought is like each brick. The whole wall is nothing but straight and smooth wall is what? Nothing but aligned bricks. Arranged bricks. So each thought is like a brick, your whole character is like a wall. But here we never take care of our thoughts. We are just allowing the thoughts because it is a wild forest. We never look into our own thought because we are afraid of facing our own thoughts. That's why have an appointment with yourself. Meditation is nothing but an appointment with yourself, with your own thoughts. Many people are afraid of facing their own thoughts. Never run away from your thoughts. I want to master. See, this thought is a spiritual healthy thought. Encourage. Spiritually unhealthy thought. Nip in the bud. This is called Purushartha. I have that willpower. Every one of us have that willpower. None of us are lacking that. Bhagavan has given that inbuilt free will choice for every person. If I don't use my choice for right choice, right destination. Wrong choice, wrong destination. My destiny is destined by whom now? Tell me. My own thoughts. Not knowing this fact, we are experts in blaming family members. Of course, God also, we blame Him. Now tell me, God is responsible or our own thoughts are responsible? We are only responsible. none of us want to take responsibility on our own shoulders. Everyone is having a type of mentality, leaning mentality. Responsibility edukkuradhukku yaarukkume viruppam irukkadhu. I am responsible to my future. I am responsible to my constructive, spiritual, high living. Because my wife is not cooperating. My husband is not cooperating. My daughter-in-law is not cooperating. My neighbor is not cooperating. My health is not cooperating. Like this, umpteen reasons we give to escape. This is the wrong way of thinking. Who is the loser? Who is the unfortunate person? The one who is not accepting his own free will and who is not taking responsibility of his own on his own shoulders and blaming the world, God, family members, everyone except himself. Such a person, Bhagavan says, he is Kripanaha. He is an unfortunate person. That's why take responsibility, use your free will, make use a right choice. If choice is wrong, again next time correct choice you take. Again and again put effort. Purushartha. All this comes in where? Fourth chapter, fifth chapter, third chapter, many places Lord Krishna points out. Again, again you have to read and listen, not so easy, one stretch you can understand all of these things, not possible. Now, what are the three topics? Jiva Vichara, Karma Yoga and Purusha Prayatnaha. How important these three topics, you know. How many of us remember these three topics of first shatkam? If you remember, well and good. If you don't remember, again go through your notes or previous what you have recorded or what you have bought the CDs. CDs irukum, anal vishayam namak theriyamale irukum. And we'll buy, give money and buy the CDs. And the CD irukkane theriyadhu namakku veetla. That is our condition. CDs not to buy and keep in the shelf. Almera. Again, first chapter onwards, I have to revise. Even though I am studying seventh chapter, I have to revise the previous. Then only I get the assimilation. This is very, very important. That's why just I have revised the entire shatkam now. This is the subject matter highlighted with these three topics in Prathama Shatkam. Now we have to enter into new shatkam. Again, new shatkam also has got three topics highlighted. First topic is Ishvara Swarupam. Just as in the first shatkam, Jiva Swarupam is highlighted, in the second shatkam or Madhyama shatkam, Ishvara Swarupam is highlighted. The nature of Ishvara, the function of Ishvara. Ishvara means God. The glory of Ishvara highlighted. The definition of Ishvara highlighted. What do you mean by God? God, G-O-D, God. What do you mean by God? Do you know who is God? Where is He? How is He? No, we don't know. What do you know? Panakam, Sundal, Chidai, Murku. Idha theriyum Bhagavan anna. Bhagavan says, oh my dear, please understand me, my nature. Whom you are worshipping, I am very happy that you are having Shraddha Bhakti. You are going to temple, you are doing puja, you are doing lot of aradhana. But my request is, along with that puja, please go to Bhagavad Gita class once in a week at least. Understand my real nature. Understand my real nature. Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam. Very, very important. Without knowing who is God, just blindly worshipping God, is God is happy? Tell me. Who is God? Avanukku onnume theriyadanna. But you are worshipping God. Is it, it can be a real worship? I do not know. Come on, study Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, 9th chapter, 12th chapter. Bhagavan clearly presents who is Ishvara, what is the definition of Ishvara. He said Ishvara is a mixture of Atma, Anatma, Tattvam. Jiva is at a micro level, individual level. Vyashti, Ishvara is macro level, Samashti. Samashti level, Bhagavan you have to understand total level. Jiva Vichara in Pradhama Shatkam is individual level, micro level. But Ishvara Vichara is a total level, Samashti, macro level. Look into this universe. Namiruvar, Namakkoruvar, Nama family, Nanda, Nanda. You can never have that security, happiness, peace without understanding Ishvara. Are you interested in knowing Ishvara's nature? Who is God? Are you not interested in knowing? Then why can't we study Bhagavad Gita systematically? We want to enjoy everything what Bhagavan has given. And we want to do puja what we want to get from Him. So that we do puja. But we are not interested in knowing Him. Enna swardham paarunga. You want to worship God, you want to get benefit from God, you have to know the nature of God also. That is very important. What is this Rama Swarupam, Krishna Rupam? What is this Devi Rupam? What is this Ayyappa Rupam, Guruvayurappa Rupam? What is this Vithala Rupam? What is this glory? What is its nature, function? Everything Bhagavan clearly presents. Beautifully presents. If you go on and listening, you wonder, it's amazing Bhagavan's nature. That all we are going to see in this 7th chapter. This is Ishvara Swarupa topic highlighted. Where? In Madhyama Shatkam. From 7th chapter onwards. Now the third topic highlighted is their Karma Yoga Sadhana in Pradhama Shatkam. Here, Ishvara Upasana Sadhana. Upasana Yoga or Ishvara Upasana as a sadhana. In Pradhama Shatkam, what was the sadhana? Karma Yoga Sadhana. Their physical body is involved. In Karma Yoga, physical body is involved. Whereas in Madhyama Shatkam, second topic, Ishvara Upasana topic, mind is involved. That's why I started meditation. Understand? Dhyana Yoga and Jnana Vijnana Yoga, in between these two, we have to practice meditation, learn meditation. Don't think that I have done meditation 10 years back, Swamini only taught. What you are doing, what you are understanding, further clarity is required. That's why meditation is very, very important. Ishvara Upasanam Sadhana, which is connected to the mind. Now, the third topic is their Purusha Prayatram, human effort. Here, Daiva Krupa, Ishvara Krupa, God's grace is also important. Don't think my effort alone makes me so great. That is overconfidence. Okay. Having self-confidence is okay. But having, keeping that overconfidence, too much confidence is not good. My effort has to be supported by God's grace. Ishwara anugraha is required. Ishwara kripa is required. Without Ishwara kripa, my effort cannot give total benefit. So that Swami used to give an example. It is like an uphill task. When the train is going to the upward hill stations, one engine cannot pull the train. It needs a second engine backside. The second engine push, first engine pull. So with the human effort, I am pulling my life. Okay, Ishwara Kripa, push forward. That's why Ishwara Kripa is also required. Otherwise, I will get arrogance. No? Never be arrogant. Because of my effort only, I have come to this much status. Because of my effort only, romba kashtapatti padichi enna. Yeah, people think like that. Enoda kashtarjitam na kashtarjitam inda veedella enoda kashtarjitam. Never, don't think like that. That is overconfidence. By God's grace you have to say Ishwara kripa, very important. So jeeva vichara, karma yoga and purushartha, first mashatkam. Ishwara Swarupam, Ishwara Upasana and Ishwara Kripa is the second shatkam, three topics highlighted. With this background, we have to enter the seventh chapter. So you should not forget, okay, you should not forget the topics what we are studying. Whenever you go through these three topics, here and there comes. What topics? Ishwara Swarupam comes sometimes, Ishwara Upasana comes sometimes, Ishwara Kripa sometimes it comes. Where and you have to, it is your homework. Okay, and the previous three topics where it came in the first shatkam, again go and analyze in the first shatkam. Unnu homework pannamane daily samayal matram panninde irupenna eppadi. Koncham the samayam, you have to give time for Shastra. Shastra study. After 70-80 years, you repent again. You have not done that study. The time won't come back. Therefore, time is so precious. Make use of. Not all 24 hours we are asking. 1 hour for class, 1 hour for study at home. Class is weekly once. Study you can do at home one day, 1 hour per day. Yes? Do that. Okay. Now we read the first shloka. Adha saptamo dhyayah. Shri Bhagavanu vache. Maya saptamanaf partha. Yogam yun janmadashrayah. Asamshayam samagrammam. Yathagnyasyasi tachrunu. This first, second and third three shlokas are introductory shlokas. What is the subject matter is going to come here, that is pointed out. Very comprehensive shloka and very important shlokas, these three shlokas. 7th to 12th chapter, the content is pointed out or given in these three shlokas. The whole Madhyama Shatkam, the topics are just hinted here, not directly, but we can see them implied and hidden. Those topics are hidden there. Now look into the shloka. Shri Bhagavanu Vacha. The Lord Krishna said, Mai Asaktaha Manaha Yogam Yunjan Madashrayaha Ashamsayam Samagramam Yatha Gnasasi Tachrunu. He Partha, O Arjuna. He Partha Tat Chrunu. May you listen. Shrunu means listen. May you listen. May you hear from me. What is that? May you listen. How you have to listen? What you have to listen? That points he says here. I am going to talk about something. You have to listen in such a way with attention. Your attention please, they say, no? So Bhagavan starts. Bhagavan has got only one student in front. I have over 50 students at least, you know. So one student sleeping, other students awake. No problem. That's why I need not call by name anyone here. But Bhagavan Krishna has got only one student. If he is alone, he sleeps, who will listen? That's why once in a while Bhagavan calls Arjuna, Partha, by name he calls. Are you awake? Are you listening? Hey Partha, Shrunu, listen from me. So he wants to confirm, no? Are you listening to me? No? Listen. How? Mai Asaktamanaha Shrunu. May you listen with full interest. After sitting in 11:30, it's time. 12:30, Epavahama ni paka kodadu. Asakta manaha, with full interest you have to listen. Where interest? Mai, upon me. Wherever you have interest, you will have an attention. Is it not? Many students comes and says, I am lacking concentration, I am not having focusing mind. Just I say, everyone has got focusing mind, concentration. What we are lacking is interest. We have interest, serial when we are seeing, you are asking for concentration. Cricket match when they are seeing, asking for concentration. Then how much attention they are showing that? Because of interest. Therefore, generally when God's vishayam comes regarding this religion, regarding God matters comes, we lose our interest. Ramayana Kadha, Bhagavata Kadha, people go on sleeping. Same Kadha Dhani. That is why many people say, after going to Rama Kadha and Krishna Kadha only, I am getting good sleep. They get good sleep in Kadha Kalakshepam. Because lack of interest. Lack of interest, they feel boredom. Lord Krishna says, Asakta Manaha Shrunu. Eno Dano Ni Ukarade class lo. Listen, 1 hour sitting and listening is not so easy. So the teacher go on talking once, sometimes we will feel slow, nice and doze off. If you have interest in knowing the Ishwara's nature, you will never get sleep. That's why come to the class fresh. Okay. After so much of tiredness you come, you will sleep off. Arjuna, Mai Asakta Manaha Shrunu. Yogam Yunjan Madashrayaha. These are the instructions. Three instructions Lord Krishna is giving. Before going to listen what I am going to teach, you have to follow these three instructions. Number one is Asakta Manaha. means with a mind, manaha means mind. What type of mind? Asakta manaha, which is totally absorbed, asakti, attentive. Asakta manaha. That's why look into the teacher's eyes always. Once in a while you okay. Look into the eye to eye contact is very important. Teacher is expressing so much about the Lord with so many expressions. I also listened, look at the teacher with so much interest. That interest is there, teacher also knows this student interest irukka illaya nu appadi moonjalone therinju poidum. As the teacher talking with interest or not, theriyaradha theriyalaya. A teacher pesumbodhu anga inga edho pesu paathinne pesina ஏதோ கதா காலக்ஷேபம் மாதிரி பேசுகிறானா, எப்படி பேசுகிறான், லிப் மூமெண்ட்டை, மனசு உள்ளிலேருந்து வருதா இந்த டீச்சிங்கு நமக்கு தெரியுமா தெரியாதா? அதே மாதிரி தானே ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஆல்சோ. ஸோ த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஆல்சோ மஸ்ட் பி அசைல் அலர்ட் விசிலண்ட் வித் ஃபுல் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட். ஈஸ்வர ஸ்வரூபம், ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு லிசன். ஆசக்த மனாக, ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் யூனோ தட் கிரேன் to catch the fish, so attentive, very steady, firm, and the fish comes, tuck and it catches. How much attentive, how much we are attentive, that much attention. Na sollala, Krishna solrar, asakta manaha, first instruction. Number 2, yogam yunjan, with practicing yoga, human effort. கர்ம யோகா, அஷ்டாங்க யோகா. நவ் யூ நோ வை 11:15 to 11:15 கிளாஸ். யோகம் யுஞ்சன், பை ப்ராக்டிசிங் ஆசன, பிராணயாம, தியான, எவ்ரி திங்னு அர்த்தம். யோகம் யுஞ்சன், கர்ம யோக, அஷ்டாங்க யோக, ஆர் உபாசன யோக, அண்ட் ஜான யோகா, ஸ்ரவண மனன நிதித்தியாசன யோக. By practicing, this is the second instruction. Shrunu. And the Shrunu important. Yogam yunjan Shrunu. Konja pranayama practice pannu. Do practice of meditation little bit. Do some asanas. Keep your body healthy. Keep your mind relaxed. Keep your intellect agile. Okay. Don't be sleepy or sleeping. Yogam yunjan. Then third instruction. Madashrayaha. யோகம் யுஞ்சன் இஸ் புருஷார்த்த பிரயத்னம். வித் யுவர் எஃபர்ட், யூ ஹாவ் டு புட் எஃபர்ட், கீப்பிங் நோட்ஸ், கீப்பிங் டெக்ஸ்ட், பகவத்கீதா, உச் ஸ்லோகா, உச் சாப்டர், தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஜாப் ஆர் டீச்சர்ஸ் ஜாப். ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஜாப் இன் டைம் அட்டெண்டிங் த கிளாஸ், தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் புருஷ பிரயத்னம். வாட் இஸ் தட்? டோன்ட் திங்க் ஐ எம் கம்மிங் டு த கிளாஸ், ஐ எம் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். டோன்ட் திங்க். மத் ஆஸ்ரயா, surrender to me. Second, third instruction, take support of me, sharanagati, God's grace. By God's grace I have come to the class, by God's grace I am able to understand the class, like that. Okay, these three instructions follow, and shrunu. By what you have to shrunu, after listening he says அசம்சயம் சமக்ரம் மாம் ஜாசியசீனர். யூ வில் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் மை நேச்சர் டோட்டலி வித்தவுட் எனி டவுட். இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் தீஸ் த்ரீ இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன்ஸ் இஃப் யூ ஃபாலோ அண்ட் லிசன் டு மீ, யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் டோட்டலி அபவுட் மை நேச்சர். யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், யூ வில் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் அர்ஜுனா. மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.